Hi, this is Roannon from Realms of Anacolia, and I'm listening to the 100th Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Hi, this is Lodi Sam.
And his wife.
And we're listening to the 100th episode of the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hargis, a.k.a. Rat, and I'm listening to the 100th Neverwinter Nights podcast.
This is the George. Congratulations on your 100th episode. You're cursed doing 104.
Hello, all of you Neverwinterians. This is your friendly neighborhood gecko wishing the Neverwinter Nights podcast and all of my fellow listeners a happy 100. And I'm personally looking forward to 100 more. Note, the views expressed in this recommendation may not be the views shared by the podcast or anyone else. Friendly, maiming, clinically insane, use of gecko may cause nosebleeds, broken bones, miscarriage, early menopause, sterility, and death. Terms and conditions apply.
This is so exciting. Wow. Where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hello, I'm Trey, a.k.a. Ashercon. Celebration.
Oh my god. I'm Michelle, a.k.a. Liso. Not singing.
And I'm Dave, Eat the Surf.
And I'm Skunk, a.k.a. Skunkeen.
And you're listening to the only
Neverwinter Nights podcast.
What episode is this?
I don't know. I lost count.
10 squared. No, that'd be 1,000.
What was the episode last week?
99.
And so this is 100, yeah!
Oh my goodness, it is!
This is the podcast all about Neverwinter Nights series of role-playing games. And we have reached the 100th episode.
We cover everything Neverwinter Nights 1 and Neverwinter Nights 2.
Well, hey, this is exciting. We have, like, how many people get on IRC?
God. Lots.
Oh, hey, look at them all. Yeah, but are all of those people really there?
Don't you guys have homes?
What? You don't pee, Dragon Star? Jeez. I thought it was normal function.
Oh, she can. So I assume she got it working. Dragon Star.
Skunk's still around, or is
hey, there's Tyrannosaur Nectus.
Yeah.
I think you just like saying that.
How you been, Skunk?
All right, I haven't seen you much in quite a while.
Oh, well, I've been solo, doing the solo parent thing for a bit, and it's...
Okay, I'm going to do some more of my spamming before we get started.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, did anybody
For those that have just joined, like Tyrannosaur Nectus and some of those others, Go to NWN Podcast on Skype and leave us a message for the show, and we'll put it in there. You know, something like, "Hello, I'm Tyrannosaur Nectus, and I'm listening to the 100th episode of the Neverwinter Nights Podcast."
Why would Grinning Fool want to say that?
Or any? I didn't say Grinning Fool. I said Tara Nectus.
I know. So why would Grinning Fool want to say that?
That's he'd Grinning want to Fool.
Yeah, he'd want to say his own handle.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Thank sure. you, teacher.
Insert handle here.
Okay, you do it. You do an example.
Hello, this is insert handle here. And you're Wilkin.
And you're Wilkin?
And you're Wilkin, the longest better podcast.
That's hilarious.
Bar, sniff, meat, blige, nick, meat, down,
jaw. Oh, that was pretty good. Do that again.
God.
Bar, sniff, meat, blige, nick, yeah.
That was cool. So what are we going to do to celebrate, guys?
I think we're answering a gazillion questions.
I know.
Only a gazillion?
Well, actually, without Axe's questions, it was only half a gazillion.
So there was 10,000. 5,000 were Axe's.
Was a note that we were all supposed to record naked, correct?
No, that was just me.
Dave has holy shorts.
Yes, bow down to my holy shorts. Well, no, it is. It's like 99 degrees sitting here in this. I'm up in the hottest room in the house, and the sun's getting baking on the house.
So we're going to get to the questions here in a little bit, but we have a big surprise for everybody that submitted questions. So you'll get to hear that at the end of the show. So don't skip ahead in the podcast, because if you do, it will set off the Trojan dragon that I've placed in the file. And it will eat your hard drive.
Just show the dragon your teeth, it'll run.
Yeah, they're trembling with fear.
Okay, hey, one real quick news item before we get to the questions. It has officially been announced that Mysteries of Westgate will be releasing on April 29th.
Yay!
And AstroCon has just jinxed that whole situation.
Why? No, that,
nah.
I got that out of the forums. Straight from Tiberius 209.
Well, it was the Atari representatives that the community reps that posted that first. Kind of surprised.
Yeah, actually, you posted that in our news. You found it.
Yeah, Atari contacted us and a bunch of other websites and let us know that Mysteries of Westgate was going to release this month.
And also, watch our forums, because I might have some special news about Mysteries of Westgate. We might have something special for the European listeners. But it'll only be the European listeners. But so check the forums for that. Okay, so let's get to the questions. First of all, I want to thank everybody for sending in all the questions that we got. That was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, folks.
I was thinking, you know, we weren't going to get any. You know what?
Yeah, I kind of had that thought.
Bam! We got a bunch.
Although I thought, that'd be cool. You know, I'd be recording. We'd be done about now, so. Then we could be playing on IRC with the rest of them.
Okay, so here's the first question. From unknown. How did Skunk get its name?
Well, I made an account with Neverwinter Nights at the startup screen, you know, when you start making an account with BioWare, and I thought it was just the character creation, you know, the beginning of it, so I put in Skunkine for a character, and that's how it got its name. My account handle was Skunkine, so I just stuck with
it. Okay, so this person also wanted to know, is Skunkine a combo of Skunk and Queen?
Well, they know.
Yeah, sure. Once in a full moon, I turn into a were-queen where I put on emo eyeliner and I get an urge to play a dance with Rhodes.
Once a year, huh?
And a step to the right.
It's just a jump to the left.
Oh, Rocky. Oh, hey.
So that's a positive answer to that.
Sure.
From Striker B out of Israel, contestant number one. Oh, so unknown is not a contestant.
No, he's not.
That's a bummer. Contestant number one, Striker B. How is it different from the first episode to the 100th? What things or interviews you wanted but never did? And how is the feeling after the 99 episodes? Well, I say Trey gets to do the first part.
How's it different from the first episode to the 100th? Well, I'd say the quality is better, and I think we have nailed down our intros and extras and our music that we use for the podcast. We have more listeners now. I think one of the interviews that I thought would have been cool to get would have been like maybe the CEO of BioWare or
Fergus.
Yeah.
Fergus.
Yep. That would have been a cool interview.
Always wanted to get Ed Greenwin onto the show, or R.A. Salvatore.
Actually, Forgotten Realms author.
Yeah, and Dave and I used to chat about Dave Arneson quite a bit, about like last fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we would have pursued that to get him on the show before he passed away.
Yeah.
I've tried several times to get somebody from Wizards of the Coast, and they never answer emails.
I'm not going to comment on the beast. No comment on the Wizard of the Coast. How can you hold Skunk at bay? How can you hold his bloodthirst at check? Actually, we don't. We just have the Skype button, and we can just click mute.
Hang him by his tail.
We let him run amok until he gets carried away.
Actually, I just release him out into the swamp and have him poke strange things.
That was a good episode.
Yeah,
I remember really? When I listened to that, I was sitting at my desk at work, and I swear I spewed Dr. Pepper all over my monitor. Not Dr. Pepper.
As long as it's not your monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I edit myself, and then the rest they edit out.
Actually, sometimes you can hear him say, edit this out, before he says, edit this out, because he's just, you just know what he's thinking, and he just is, he's actually having a moment of not causing us more work. Let's see. How can you even have skunk sitting in one spot without moving? Yeah, he's like a shark.
So these questions all on me.
Well,
because you're special.
I think you're loved.
I roam around in my chair like Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles while we do the podcast show.
Actually, you're the only one that has a video feed. You can feed us the video.
Right. But I'm naked right now for this episode, so if you, I'll gladly load it up. I got no shame.
Yeah, but we have humility.
And
everybody in the community knows I have a powerful DM wand.
Nice. He keeps it in his desk drawer. Takes batteries.
Put your DM wand away, would you? How did you come up with the podcast?
I guess I should probably take that one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, since I'm the only one of the original people who started the podcast, if you have listened to some of the early episodes, there was Jay, a.k.a. Navinka, was my partner in crime. And we played with a couple other buddies at work. We had a gaming clan that we played Unreal Tournament, Battlefield 2, and Battlefield 2142. And y'all probably heard this story before. I think it's probably the third time I've told it.
At least.
Anyway, one of the guys said, hey, y'all ever heard of Neverwinter Nights? And we're like, no. And he said, well, I played it. He said he had played it several years before that. He said, well, I'm going to set up a server and we can play that. And so he set up a server and we put on the Nordoc server up onto a private server and we played that for probably 6 months. And Jay and I kind of got into listening to podcasts at work, and we came across, and we'd always been listening to podcasts about some of our other games that we played, like Battlefield, and they had a podcast, and we're like, hey, I wonder if Neverwinter Nights has a podcast. And so we did some looking around and couldn't find one, and then we said, well, that's a great one. And so we did. And here we are.
Yay!
The rest is history.
Hey, you know what? You're getting a lot faster at telling that story.
Yeah, I know.
From Roanne and located in Texas, contestant number 2. What aspect of podcasting do you know now after 99 episodes that you really wish you could have known back at episode 1?
I learned how to speak better.
We're still learning.
Yeah,
there you go. That's a good answer.
We're learning how to pronounce things.
We're in a perpetual state of learning.
Yes.
Well, I think a lot of the tools that we use now have evolved that we didn't have at the beginning of the podcast.
Well, how long did it used to take you to edit together a show?
Oh, it would take 10 to 12 hours, and then we got it down to about 3 or 4 now.
Yeah. Okay, next question by Rowan. Who first came up with, or what is the inspiration for the tagline, Getting Game and Level Up?
Well, you know, Jay was supposed to join us tonight, and I guess he was unable to make it, but I was actually putting these together last night, and I came across this one, and I go, you know, I don't know if I remember. And so Jay happened to be online on Instant Messenger, so I asked him, I go, hey, do you remember how we came up with that? And because I had thought maybe we had just, like when we were doing we did an intro, like a 30-second introduction to the show that we put up on iTunes for a couple months before, while we started figuring out what we were going to do. And I think during that, one of us just go, get in game and level up, and it just stuck. Or maybe I said get in game, and then he goes, level up, and it was...
It's like, hey, that's good.
And we go, hey, that was pretty good. So that's how it came about. Nothing special. No magic. No magic cookies.
Actually, it is quite wicked.
Okay, speaking of wicked, let's hear the voice do the next one.
Right, Katrina Dragonstar from Soul Journey, Bloodstone Lands, contestant number 3. She asked, how much time is actually spent editing the show? Well, as you heard from Trey, I think all of us maybe got it down to like 2 to 3 hours editing the show. Some interviews take longer, but What did y'all say?
Sounds about right.
I would say that it varies. It really depends how long an interview is or how many little silly noises that end up in the show while recording. Because I've had I've had some interviews where I've spent 8-9 hours editing and splicing together because there's just so much stuff that is not part of the interview.
And I did with FFBJ's was 3 attempts with a bad Skype that was 2 hours each, just the conversations.
Oh, when I went,
And just the editing, are you meaning just editing the show part where we talk back and forth? And then there's the editing of the interview, and then there's, of course, piecing together all those pieces, what we call producing, to stick that all together and then get all that to play well nicely together. So each piece takes at least 2 hours, probably more than that.
Sometimes we work together a lot on doing little sections of the show together, and we just transfer files back and forth to each other.
And I think most of us edit our own interviews.
A similar question was asked by Axe Murderer on this, and I made some notes on this. And for the most part, Dave and I produce the show part. Of course, when the others do interviews, they edit their own, like they just were talking about. But we record in Skype the conversation, and I use a program called PowerGramo. Over the past 6 months, I've been having the other hosts record their voices on separate tracks on their end so that they can then give me the files or give Dave the files. And then when in production, we can take those and lay them down as, you know, separate tracks, line them up, and produce to make the show. And I use Audacity to line up the tracks and remove noise. And I edit out all the ums and pauses and
the cell phone's ringing.
David stuttering. Anytime somebody says edit that out.
edit
that. And then I use Sony SoundForge to normalize the levels. And what that if y'all don't know what that means, that takes like when Michelle gets really loud and laughs really loud, it takes her real loud laughs and brings them down to the same
Thanks
level
for the example.
As the conversation on either side of her.
I appreciate like the example. Thank you.
So then after we have, you know, the listener hello for the show, which usually comes with the interview file, then we have the opening that we record and then the ending that we record and any music files that have been finalized, I'll drop those into a Sony Acid template that we have. Sony Acid is another piece of software by Sony. And in the template, it has all the track. It has the music choices for each of the you know, the music that we play at the beginning that plays behind the listener hello. We have 5 of those. 1 for Neverwinter Nights, Neverwinter Nights 2, Max Betrayer, Storm is Here, and just recently I added Mysteries of Westgate. Some music from that. And it all and the template has that and the intro and extra music and any of those bounce segments that you hear, you know, like when we transition from the end of the interview into the ending of the show that you hear that music, we call that a bounce. Then I render that all in Acid, and then the final step is to add MP3 tags using a free piece of software called Tagit. So that's how we do it. And I'm sure Dave, a few variations of that, but that's...
Yeah, I actually like a wider dynamic range, so I don't normalize. But I adjust levels in the Acid. I do, well, free quarter instead of Acid or instead of PowerGramo. But then I do everything else just in one program in the Acid program, which it's kind of like it has all the other same tools. It's just if it's what I know, so I know the Acid tool now.
Right.
I've only produced one show, and that was like over the holidays when everybody else was out and about with their families. And such, and the production part, I think, is probably the most tedious chore with the show because you have to, after you end up putting everything together, have to go into the site and set up the listings and the links and all that. You have to hunt those down, and well, that time was just hard with me because I did the editing of the host part and the interview, but the production part.
You did the whole show that way, all by yourself.
It feels like kind of like a production hell because, you know, we usually try to end up posting the show up on Fridays, and that show, like, and we've had very few other shows that kind of been delayed the production of the show is really tedious, and I envy Dave and Trey for doing what they do pretty much almost every week, you know, setting up the production of the show. There's a lot that goes into it.
And the first time's the hardest. As I remember, though, that when I did three in a row, it felt like there was never, you know, the next one starting, because you're finishing one, and then the next one, you're starting the notes for the next one. You're like, we did two in that 1 week. It's like, okay, I'm done.
And now we have a whole lot of listeners. It's like, you know, these people are, you know, counting on us to kick the show out. And so it feels a little stressful to end up trying to rush to get the show up onto the site.
Nah, you did a good job.
I have a confession to make. I have produced two shows, and in all honesty, Johnny Reese sat at my desk and helped me do it all. So.
Yeah, actually, now I'm producing, there's nothing. If you send me the files, I'll do that. You're right, though. Typing up the thing can be the pain in the butt, getting all the links.
Yeah, if somebody's already done the interview file and it's edited and ready to just pop into Acid, I can, you know, all you got to do is drop some acid.
Yeah, drop in the acid.
Well, and now with the new site, we also have to hunt down images for every.
Oh, yes, I was going to say that. Yeah, you took the word right out of my
mouth. Then make a thumbnail for the image. And
yeah, it's a little bit more complicated to post the.
But it looks good.
Make the post. Yeah. I've noticed that what I type up has gotten shorter and shorter since we had the new site.
Here's the episode. Click here.
Okay, cool. That's a good question.
How many times in a session does Skunk say, edit this out?
We lost count.
Sometimes I edit myself. I get off of it. If you heard us on the last time, like the first time I ended up taking part with the show live, things got a little extreme. So, yeah. Sometimes I have to hold back a lot.
It depends on what kind of role Skunk gets on.
Okay, if how scary is that? He holds back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, I've hung out with him online in the middle of the night. I know what he's talking about. I fear the skunk. Kate also asks, Kat also asks about getting guests and how we do it, especially from the big companies. And does Skunk fire a shot across their bow and take them up?
Take them hostage. Yeah, Skunk takes them hostage.
That's funny. I don't take no guff. I contact you on the show. You're coming.
I guess we can't really speak for the other person. I personally spend far too much time trying to make really nice emails and stroking the egos a little bit, doing a little schmoozing, and that's how I get mine.
I usually just shoot off an email or a private message and say, hey, you want to be on the show? Be on the interview? And 9 times out of 10, they say, yeah, how do we do that? And then other times, actually here recently, we've actually been contacted several times.
How cool is that?
From people wanting to be on the show, so that's cool. That's where I wanted to get to, was where at least 75% was people calling us and saying, hey, we want to be
on
the show.
So hear that? If you want to be on the show, let us know.
Yeah, we also in our private forums, we keep a list of everybody that we want to interview. Usually I won't put it in that list until I've actually contacted somebody and heard from them.
Rhett says, can I be on the show? Rhett is actually a new mod author for Neverwinter Nights too. He just launched a new project.
Put him on the list.
We'll put you on the list, Rhett.
Make him into doing that module first. I want to see that.
Yeah, well, Rhett, you need to get that module ready to release, and then you definitely will have a premiere interview.
Oh yeah, I'd rather see a Neverwinter Nights 2 Hills Far version than the classic one that I have.
Okay, one last question from Kat. What do you look for in guests, and have you had an interview that backfired on you? And the only one, I can think of that I thought was going to backfire, and I guess I could probably say this and we can play it because I don't think they're actually around in the community anymore. But we were going to interview, and help me, Michelle, with his name because I just went blank.
Who?
The guy from Thieves Guild.
Ken?
The older gentleman.
Oh.
No, not Ken. The older gentleman that's no longer around.
Bill?
Bill. I forget what his address was.
It had something to do with Herman Munster.
Lurch.
Lurch. Yeah.
Lurch. Yeah, Lurch. Anyway, we were going to interview him for the Thieves Guild, and Jay and I think it was just me and Jay at the time, and maybe Michelle, we were just getting to know you. I think it was before you came on the podcast, I think, wasn't it? Or did we have Bill on
just before me?
And so we call him, and a person answers on the other end, and it's like, and we're like, oh my gosh, what is this? And come to find out, it was just his connection and Skype was messing up. And so we hung up and we called him back, and then we got a normal sounding voice, and we're like,
nice.
But anyway, that's not really a backfire, but that's kind of the only thing. I don't think we've ever really had one backfire on us. I think we've had some say they're going to do it and pull out.
Okay, well, yes. Girls Gamer Roundtable.
That's right. Got
three hours of recording.
Yeah,
and recording.
I guess you could say that's a backfire.
The recording was bad.
FFBJ and I tried two times for 4 hours, that each time about every third word dropped, and I just couldn't salvage it. Finally, I called Michelle. Or Michelle said, "Here, I've got a land. You can use my Skype account for landline or something."
Do you think that was because he was running the tool set?
No, with Skype
on the same computer, or the server, or running a server? Oh, I just thought of something else. Another thing that's happened is we found out that if the person we're interviewing is running Skype from, say, the server that they host their Persistent World on, or they have the tools, or they fire up the tool set in the middle of the interview, it like kills Skype.
And wireless connections.
That happened to me with Winterhawk 99.
And lately, there's a sound issue whenever people have different versions of Skype.
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, Dalimore from Sojourney Bloodstone Lands, contestant number 4. Yeah, okay, serious question. What was the motivation for the podcast in the first place? Well, we already answered that. So, Gaming Clan, was there a podcast? Nope, let's do one.
Wow, look how fast he answered it that time.
have you been able to provide answers to all the questions you've received here? No. There's some of these I don't think we're going to be able to provide the answers to.
I can answer anything. You want the right answer?
You could be total BS, but we can answer anything.
I'll answer anything.
There you go.
Well, I'm not sure if he intended this kind of response. I don't know how he intended this question, but if people wanted to submit a question to the show about like Neverwinter Nights in general or something community-based, the whole team here, we have good contacts with the community, so we could usually find an answer for something, or at least I.
Oh, I thought he was meaning these questions. Yeah, maybe that's right. Maybe he meant questions in general.
I think that's what he meant too, but I just want to expand.
Always thinking about the community at Skunk Man.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, like when we first started out the podcast, you know, I myself was fairly new. I mean, new to Neverwinter Nights, you know, 8 months. And so at the time Jay and I had made some contacts with a few people in the community, and we'd gotten a couple of questions. So we actually emailed those guys, "Hey, can you help us answer these questions?" And they did.
That's actually part of why I started listening, is because you guys at the very start sounded like, okay, we're just two guys and we're going to try to do a podcast about this show or this game that we think's really cool.
Yeah, and we knew, and after playing by ourselves for 6 months and then kind of getting into the community, we knew there had to be a community. And then we found out exactly how big the community was, it was like, wow.
Gulp.
Okay, next question from Wyron. He's located in the UK, contestant number 5. If you could have had any celebrity guest reading out the intro in the 100th podcast, who would it be?
Marvin the Martian.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with Marvin?
I wouldn't care for us to use a celebrity voice. Oh, that's just myself. I kind of respect my garbage man more than celebrities. Sure. And but probably I'd rather hear a community person do an intro instead of some celebrity.
Maybe he meant a celebrity in our community.
Well, I liked at the very start when, before the format,
we've had a lot of those.
Was the interviewees going to do the intro, you would kind of hope that people would call in, and unfortunately the calling in thing wasn't working right. I thought it would have been cool just getting...
Yeah, no, I was hoping, and I actually got that idea from another podcast that I listened to when I suggested we start doing that. They actually, and maybe we need to get a virtual, actually real phone number that plugs into Skype. I don't know. Maybe that'll be easier for people to call in, but because then you can call in from your cell phone or whatever. But yeah, when I first had that idea, the idea was, you know, we just have people call in randomly, you know, and say, hello, Never Nights Podcast. I'm just sitting down to play, you know, Adam Miller's new module or something like that, you know, just saying stuff off the cuff and stuff like that. And nobody ever did. So we started having everybody that we interviewed do it, and that's worked out pretty good, I thought.
Actually, I know someone that I DM'd for. He tried to send a review in of just, I don't know, of whatever his plan. Oh, because I'd hooked up before I was a podcaster. I got through the comments, somebody said, well, geez, I want to play with somebody. I've never played with a DM. And I said, well, I'll DM for you. And we coordinated it through either the comments or the forums.
Oh, yeah, that was a guy from the UK.
Yeah, and he sent in a review with it, and it got eaten up by...
Oh, that's right. That's right. We were using that Odeo. I guess they were having all kinds of trouble at that time, and we lost a couple of people's recordings that called in. That probably didn't help much.
But I was just a fan then, so...
Yeah.
Not just a fan. That was when I was a fan and didn't have to work so hard.
Okay, then what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Well, African or European? That's the joke right there. African or European? You've got to know these things as a king.
I know the answer. The average cruising airspeed velocity of an unladen European swallow is roughly 11 meters per second or 24 miles per hour.
Yeah, but you missed the question. Because the question is, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? And the king says, African or European? What? I don't know that. Ah! And he's sent into the pit. Denied owl from the BioWare Forms moderator and actually the keeper of memories at Bouncy Rock. Testant number six. Who in the community out there is ready, willing, and able to present Atari Obsidian with Adventure Pack proposals?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's actually a community question.
Yeah, and that could be a private one, but honestly, I don't think no one is yet. It'd be interesting someday if the Neverwinter Nights podcast could recruit a team of people and we could create a documentary around creating the Adventure Pack. And that was an idea that we tossed around and try to lead up, have the team of us work up some stories, but hard telling. I know the feeling that a lot of other people have is that Mysteries of Westgate's going to make or break the Adventure Pack program. Hard telling. Maybe a couple months after Mysteries of Westgate gets released. Would like to try to get Atari back onto the show and possibly have Michelle get Ossian onto the show and talk about the Adventure Pack program. But let's give it some time right now.
Yeah. Also, by comment by the Night Owl, I'd like to offer my heartfelt congratulations on doing the incredible and being the only Neverwinter Nights 2 podcast offering in the world and being there for 100 episodes. And we're also the only Neverwinter Nights 1 podcast. Cool.
The only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Winterhawk 99, contestant 7.
Winterhawk 99 would like to know if we think that Neverwinter Nights is going through a new renaissance period. And I like to think so at times. I mean, I keep always bringing up besides what he mentions, Project Q and CTP, I also like to mention things like the modern D20 and all that stuff. I mean, you can play Star Wars with the Neverwinter Nights 1 engine. And Gamma World stuff and post-apocalyptic things. So I'd like to think it's going through a new renaissance. It's never going off of my machine. What do you think, Scott?
Well, I'm not really quite sure about the Renaissance phase because, sadly, there's a lot of persistent game worlds that just are too afraid to expand beyond just CEP alone. And really, it is like the fear from the early days that's been contributed to, you know, the hack packs titles.
From download size?
Yeah, and download sizes. You know, there's a few people out there still on 56K or dial-up that protest and raise hell. But really, don't let things like that hold you back on, you know, enhancing the game experience for everyone else. Because there's a lot of great combo packs out there. For Neverwinter Nights 1, there's the Community Creature Pack, and there's CTP. There's a lot of good stuff out there that I wish people would just explore more.
Yeah. You know, actually, probably somewhere in both Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2 communities, there's always a Renaissance thing going on. It's just a matter of finding it while it's happening. But they're happening all over the place, but as an overall whole, it's hard to see it.
Yeah. It's great, though, that a lot of community custom content builders are still working their butt off and creating some great things.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity going on.
Mm-hmm. From Slow Drive Fan, contestant number 8.
Slow Dive.
What is your earliest recollection of how you were introduced to the fondest memories of D&D, PNP, or similar games? See RPG2.
Well, I was, I was just in sixth grade, I guess. And we had this, my dad had these camps in Colorado for wilderness backpacking type stuff. And the climber we had that was kind of a freak, was playing a game called Gamma World, and he said, "Hey, you want to play this?" And I said, "Sure." And it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And I think a month or so later, when we got a chance to go down to Pueblo in Colorado, I went and bought the white box set of 3 booklets. And I've been playing ever since. CRPG. Actually, I think the first computer role-playing game I played was called Adventure by Avalon Hill that you had on a cassette tape that we plugged into the back of the...
We were talking about that last night.
Yeah, you plug it into the... You know, you plugged a little stereo out thing from your little cassette recorder into the back of your computer and play it. And after about the third or fourth time, it might have heard it at the right level to have loaded the game for you. And it was all text. That's cool. We'd spend like hours just trying to get the game loaded and enjoyed every second of it.
I remember playing, this isn't really D&D, but computer RPG though. I remember one of the first games I played was those text-based ones, you know, where you type in go west.
Yeah, that's what Adventure was.
Open door, yeah. I don't remember what the name of the one I used to play though.
Never could get into the text-based games.
That's how I started playing out.
Oh yeah.
Then I played King's Quest 1-7, and then Phantasmagoria.
Remember how you thought the graphics were so cool?
Oh yeah, especially King's Quest.
Like, wow, look what they're doing. When did you start playing D&D, Skunk?
Well, playing fantasy adventures, I guess probably Adventure on Atari. Showing my age there, but my brother and I used to collect comic books from the local comic book store, and they just got too expensive for us. And so we saw that there was a Marvel Superheroes RPG set, so we ended up getting a bunch of the neighborhood kids, and we put our money together and bought the box set. Nobody wanted a DM except for me, and I wanted to play the Punisher, but never got to. So started DMing Marvel Superheroes, and we continued our own adventures with our superheroes and by playing the pen and paper version of it. And so I guess that's how I got into RPG and DMing.
That's cool. Was that the one with Oh, the color-coded success or something like that?
I think that color code, there was a Thor solo adventure that used a little red screen that you moved across certain things, kind of like a choose-your-adventure thing.
But, yeah, no, I was meaning like the like how well your feet would succeed. There was like, because you're a superhero, like you always succeeded, but you know, you're yellow, red, or green if you throw the guy through the wall or something.
Oh, it's kind of like those rules out the window. Even starting to play that, I knew not to take the rules literally. I didn't really take rules literally until we started playing Dragon Strike and Heroes Quest. And
Michelle, what were some of the first RPGs you played?
The first RPG I played, Neverwinter Nights.
Sweet.
Unless you count MMOs, which I don't think anybody does, but my first actual computer game was Ultima Online in 97 during beta, and I played it for 6 years. Unless you caught, I did play a little Tomb Raider, and I think that's Adventure, though, and Final Fantasy on PS2. I've never played PnP or anything. Since then, I have played several. I've played Masquerade's Bloodlines. I've played Mass Effect. I've played Fallout. I mean, there's just a huge list of them.
I just finished voice acting for a Neverwinter Nights 2 Final Fantasy remake. I'm going to be playing the main bad guy in it. I play Garland.
That's totally cool.
Oh, do you guys remember the game Neverhood?
Yeah.
I loved that game.
Yeah, that game was awesome.
It wasn't really an RPG, but it was done in the claymation.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle game.
Frame-by-frame stuff. That was an awesome game. I shouldn't have sold that, but I sold my copy on eBay for like $45 a couple of years ago.
So I got all those SSI gold box stuff I should sell. But Desert Island CDs. So what CDs... Top three CDs would you bring to a desert if you're going to get stuck on a desert island?
If you will go out to our new Facebook page and look us up, we probably have that out there on our Facebooks. Our favorite CDs and stuff and games.
Oh, yeah, we do. I fill out a whole bunch of those, like the top fives.
His next question, your prediction on how long you will still be involved with NWN1 and or NWN2.
I have an answer for that. As long as the builders and creators and everything stay around to keep us players happy, I wouldn't be here.
Same.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, the reason I have so many copies of the game is so that, as of course, you keep upgrading computers as you go along, eventually I'll have enough Neverwinter Nights 2 runnable computers that my whole family can play years from now. So, saving my old systems.
He had a follow-up to that. What will it take to draw you away from the NWN1 or NWN2?
Good surf.
Oh, that's... Good surf.
But that always goes away after a day or two. So,
I think if the community started dying, that would probably draw me away. But I don't see that happening for a long time, if ever. So.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I'll have it forever as long as I have my old white box D&D.
And then he ends up, then Slow Dive, thank you very much for all those questions. And he ends up, you guys and gals do a wonderful job on the podcast, and I listen to all of them. So thank you very much for those comments.
Yeah, thanks, Slow Dive.
Cockroach,
do you think you can arrive to episode 200 still with that amount of great quality you have shown the first 100 episodes?
I think Michelle actually answered this pretty good, too,
as long as people are still building.
Yeah. As long as people are building new stuff and keeping everybody jazzed, you know. Which is funny because there was that other question by, who was it that asked about the Renaissance thing? So there's people still that want energy into the game.
And I actually got a special file from QK, which I'm going to play right now.
Hello, guys. This is Cockroach, and I am sending you this for congratulate you for your 100 episodes of this incredible and amazing Neverwinter Nights podcast. Although there are only few in my country that can understand English and play Neverwinter Nights at the same time, we all listen to Neverwinter Nights podcast, and I'm sorry not be there with you celebrating the event, but you know it's too late for me, and I will be sleeping in my humid hole. I have an important question for all of you, Scott. How many beers have been wasted while doing the 100 episodes of this podcast? I know that Liz doesn't, but sometimes I feel that AsherCon or Skunking are really motivated on some podcasts. And, you know, that cookie jar, I'm thinking that jar wasn't really filled with cookies in the past, don't you think? Really, guys, Jay, Trey, Dave, Lizzo, Skankin, thank you for all your work through these years. Thank you for being my favorite radio show while I'm working with the Tolset. And good luck with another 100 episodes. Don't stop doing this, please. Never. Bye-bye from the Spanish Inquisitor.
That's cool. Thanks, Cockroach.
Thank you, QK.
Did he say how many years are wasted or beers?
I think, I'm not sure, maybe both.
I think he meant beers.
Never wasted.
Oh. Because he then sent me this song.
Hopefully we can visit Spain someday and see the Spanish community for Neverwinter Nights. Nice.
Here, listen. I'm gonna play just a little bit of this, and then I'm not gonna play it all. Cerveza, that's beer. Anyway, he also sent a song along with it.
Yeah, that's what kind of turned into an Irish jig.
A Spanish Irish jig.
All right.
Okay, so that's QK, contestant number 9. Actually, number 10 is not really a question, so I'm going to take this one and read it. And I also posted my answer that I posted on the forums when they made this comment. But I'm still going to make him a contestant. His name is Per Cake. Is that how you would say that?
Sure.
I believe so.
P-U-R-K-A-K-E. And this was actually over on the OEI forums. After I posted, you know, that we're going to be having our 100th episode, please come and send us some questions, he actually put this comment out there. I tried it out some time ago, but I didn't like it very much. Probably pretty hard to do a podcast about a pretty static game, even though there are a bunch of mods for it. I remember there being a lot of long interviews that weren't very interesting. Sorry, guys. Hope you keep it going, though. So, kind of a negative comment, but hey, that's okay. We need those as well. So here was my answer. Hey, okay, that's cool. At least you listened once. But I have to disagree with NWM being a static game. Actually, quite the opposite, especially with all the persistent worlds that you can play that are ever-changing and modders releasing updates for their great works and premium packs, and the list goes on. So see, I can keep going. And actually, we have been able to keep all kinds of content in this community. Or I'm sorry, find all kinds of content in this community. You see, it's more than a game, it's a community. So I hope I change your mind and hope you give it another listen. Cheers. And that was my comment to that. So
I could kill him.
What are they saying in IRC? Anything?
Kill the infidel.
Kill him.
Tybase says at least the negative comment was constructive instead of trolling.
Right.
Yeah. All right, I will kill. Contestant 11. Is it threat or feat?
Feat.
Yeah. So.
I think he's listening in on IRC as well.
I wonder why you had me take this one. Do you plan to do vidcasts in the future? Yes, I do. What I have going on is that, as you all know, I've been doing a lot of voice acting roles for the community. I just finished up quite a few of them. I've been doing audiobook readings for some community authors. And pretty much I got a full project I'm working on right now with Marcus Wayne Schlegel, and we're trying to aim on getting the episode 2 to his Hunt Through the Dark series out. And then after that, I probably foresee only voice acting for people when they submit me the lines instead of working through the tool set with authors. So I'll be kicking out a lot of videos here real soon, probably after this month. I know I keep putting things off, but there's always been a few technical difficulties with video players. That was a tough one that just burned me out a little bit until.
And then you got some help from your friends.
Yeah, and Trey and Roannon and Striker B helped me greatly with getting the vidcast set up. So, and I have videos waiting, ready to go. Some of the other comedy skits I just make on the fly, just to be funny. But yeah, vidcasts will be in the future, and hopefully we could end up having them linked up to where you could download those as well to the iPod and such, or your MP3 player. What?
Well, yeah, you bet. We can start another RSS feed that's just those.
Yep.
And I'll mention again that he's got all those in the top corner that sometimes get missed on our front page. It's not just one.
Yeah, well, there is also a whole page just dedicated to the vidcast. If you click up at the top in the menus.
Well, hopefully we could get more people added onto our team. I really look forward to us expanding our staff, and with that, I could work on the podcast. I mean, the vidcast a little bit more than the podcast show, but I'll still do interviews and all that, but.
It's like every time we expand, we shrink at the same time. So we go, hey, we need somebody else so we can do extra stuff, and then we lose something out the other end. And
I always hate that when you lose something out the other end. Okay, and then Feet had a comment there, Skunk, as well.
Yeah, he said, if you do, I'd love to see episodes where you ask PW or multiplayer module makers to take you on guided tours of their creations. Which actually, we go through one already up there. What was that one?
Yeah, I interviewed, there's a video in our vidcast section that I believe Trey set up on the front page of me interviewing JLF2N from the Baldur's Gate, the Sword Coast Chronicles, Neverwinter Nights 2 Persistent World. And I'm going through his work in progress. It'd be nice if I could have a custom PC character for myself to roam through these areas, but hopefully maybe when I get through a couple more interviews and videos, maybe somebody from the community would help me with that, please.
I could probably make you one that would look like really bad. Like a big round, perfectly globular head with dots on it.
After working with Marcus Wayne Schlegel, I'll be working on the vidcast a whole lot here soon. But
Kenthalis Thornblade, contestant 12 from Jersey City, New Jersey, says, congrats, 100 episodes is a huge milestone for a podcast, and I, for one, have enjoyed each one I've listened to. My question to you guys would be, what's driven each of you to stick with it through no doubt what was a tireless effort for all those 100 episodes?
Do you even have an answer?
I'm like, huh, why have I stuck with it?
It's like a cult, you know. Once it's in your blood, you have to be deprogrammed. And nobody has figured out how to deprogram us yet.
I can't stop.
It's like we sold our soul somewhere along the way, and it's... No.
Sold, heck. I didn't get nothing out of that.
Well, yeah.
I wonder what would happen if we just said, hey, this is the last episode.
You did say that.
You have some months.
Yeah,
yes.
April 1st last year.
Oh, yeah,
with me.
That. Yeah, we did that. That was evil. I think we got some.
I think we lost like 30 listeners that day.
Tybee says, wait, Dave has a soul?
Tybee the Great.
No, it's rented Tybee.
Okay, he had a bonus question. Do each of you have a favorite NWN 1 or 2 module?
You know... I really don't want to answer that.
I have one. It's called Jack and the Beanstalk, and I have it updated, but I haven't put it out. Someday I'll put the updated version actually up on the vault. But
it's kind of like I don't ever tell anybody who I voted for Mod of the Year. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings because I love tons of them, but I don't want to isolate anything.
Well, I'll go ahead and hurt somebody's feelings.
Because you're a jerk.
That's right. Don't you forget it, baby. I would say my favorite, and only because it was the first one I ever played, was Nordok.
Right.
There, I said it.
There's a lot of
them. He's got it out of his system. He's all right now.
For Neverwinter Nights 2, I love Pool of Radiance Remastered by Marcus Wayne Schlegel. That's why I'm glad to be working with him on his other projects now. And then for Neverwinter
Nights... That's a totally biased opinion.
Well, that's what led me up to wanting to work with him.
This isn't the AME. This says it's a question to a podcaster.
And then for Neverwinter Nights 1, probably Isles of Stis, which is a social server for Neverwinter Nights 1.
Did you say Stiffs?
Stiffs. Spelled STYSS. Yeah, I have a couple different accounts I go on there with.
Oh,
I haven't got to play. You know, since I started doing the podcast, I hardly ever get to play anymore. I don't really lament over that. I choose my time. I do my building. It's like this.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and answer the question, and I don't want anybody to feel offended. Neverwinter Nights 1 has to be either Tiberius 2009, Celeron's Gambit, or Stefan Grange's Hex Coda. And Neverwinter Nights 2, Subtlety of A2, Dark Avenger, Asphyxia, yes, Geo. Actually, I really liked Asphyxia. Harp and Chrysanthemum was a very pretty module, but I would not say it had enough fun factor for me. It was not that fun. It was beautifully written. It was beautifully designed, but I do not find it all that fun.
I can't say a favorite for NWN2 because I haven't played enough of them yet.
Trace's Mask of the Betrayer.
So far, yeah, really, actually, it is. That's my favorite so far because I spend so much time on this podcast, I don't get to play as much as I want to. From the rat, or a rat. I guess he's not the rat. He's a rat.
It's or a rat.
Contestant number 13, Lucky 13. Yet another quality show. I have a 100th show question. Since you folks have been putting on the show for 100 episodes for us, the community, what have each of you gotten out of doing this show? And don't say the money, because everybody says the money.
What money?
That's what I said.
Money? Money?
Money?
Can't say the cyber pootie.
It's a cult. We have to pay to play. No.
Let's say I'm minus a couple programs on the money.
We do take donations, but we use all of that money to pay for our server costs.
And put back out to the community.
And occasionally we bought a few shirts that we use for contests. And we dropped some money on on that player that we use for the vidcast.
Yeah, Trey bought me an audio recorder.
We don't have shirts. We gave them away.
Hey, Trey did spend some money on an audio recorder for me to go out to the press release.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but that was my that wasn't from the show, though. That was my personal money.
Oh, is he not the coolest?
Yeah. I dropped $80 on you, baby.
Yes, you did. I got you interview poolside.
Yeah, you did.
I think probably for myself, one of the biggest things I get out of doing the show is I like getting involved with the community here for Neverwinter Nights. And the podcast show is the greatest opportunity, I believe, to do such with the community. So it's really fun.
Yeah. I think when Jay and I started this, that's what we wanted. We wanted to give something to the community, and we thought, you know, this is how we want to give to the community, and that was to actually give the community a voice. And that's actually what we've tried to do over these last 100 episodes is we kind of evolved into a, hey, let's get people on here from the community as well as the gaming companies, modders, you know, anybody that has anything to do with the community. Let's get them on here and let's interview them. And that's actually my favorite part.
Me too.
I think of doing this is doing the interviews, and you get to hear I don't know if the passion comes through when you actually listen to it in the podcast, which I try to enhance that, you know, and with the music and all that kind of stuff that the fluff that we put into the podcast along with the interview. But when you're just chatting with somebody one-on-one, you know, or one-on-four or how many ever there are, that's what I get out of it, is just being able to do that and hearing everybody's passion for this game and what they do for it.
I got the camaraderie of all, I mean, both you guys and then the people in IRC, everybody that you meet just It's.
I mean, it's a big family, you know, and just like families, you have moments where you love each other, and you have moments where you fight. So
when Trey and Jay asked me to join them as a fill-in co-host, I was extremely nervous. I thought that I would not even be able to speak more than a couple of words. Yeah, it's pretty much like now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's changed.
Yeah. I have my better moments, you know.
And like I have any room to speak.
And then my objective actually became seeking out all the new modders who were just releasing new things and doing new projects, getting their voice out, having them get known. I actually kind of became the one who was known for interviewing all the module creators. And it gave me a chance to meet all these people that I so much appreciate all their time and effort, because I go in and I play the modules and stuff. And I'm sure, I think a few people have commented that I have a little bit of enthusiasm when I interview a modder and I've played their module, et cetera. But it also, I really liked being part of something that I enjoyed doing. And I knew that I was so into the Neverwinter Nights community that this was just one more added perk. And it truly has brought us closer to the community also, all of us.
There's really no other game that could inspire so many people, a variety of different people, to showcase their talents on so many different levels, even down to the role players on Persistent Worlds that, you know, spend a lot of time with their creativity working up characters to be played on. They end up having some good stories and interactions there too. So, a lot of creative talent here that I enjoy chatting with. And I think all of us do.
Actually, some of what I get out of the show too is just stuff that I'd learn as a listener as well, like new worlds to go to and things like that. That to me, it's strange because I don't know. I start off as a fan of the show, and I guess I probably all did except for you. But but just getting to talk as a fan and actually having a voice, you know, on the show as a fan, if that makes any sense. You know, it's like I found all the different worlds that I go or have gone to basically through the podcast. So
I think another thing also that there's more, you know, instead of a module creator being this text person on the vault saying, okay, this is how you fix that. Okay, I see your problem. I'm going to help you with that. It really gives you like this personal connection, a little more of a personal connection with the modder when you get to hear them talk, when you get to talk about, you know, the strifes they had building and their enjoyments and their future plans and future projects, knowing that they're going to stick around and be part of the community even longer. And when you get that little personal connection, you're even more driven to go play their modules, to give them encouragement and keep them motivated to do some more.
And I've actually had several people tell me, hey, because I listened to you interview another world, I decided to pick my world back up and finish it.
Yeah, I've had several modders.
I've had several comments like that.
I've had several modders say that their numbers count, download count, skyrocketed, you know, the couple of weeks after their interview.
Yeah, I like seeing that too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff I like getting out of the show. Okay, the next contestant, number 14, is Dark Raven over on the Obsidian. She is an Obsidian VIP over on their forums, and she simply said thanks, but I still wanted to put her on the list. She didn't really have a question, but so thank you, Dark Raven, for the thanks.
And EC Patterson, contestant number 15, who in the view of the podcast crew had in the past 100 shows guest or guest hosts or host the best voice and best laugh? We wonder who that goes to. He says his vote goes to Taibei. He says he loves Taibei's laugh. Who had the best joke, the best, worst blooper? Maybe do a top three in these categories. And then he says congrats on reaching 100. He says he's still listening, and he's at episode 89, though. He says you guys put them out too fast for him.
You know, that's not the first time I've heard that. You put them out too fast.
It's not a bad thing.
I would say I have the worst voice.
Well, I once felt that I probably had the best voice until Taibei cut me down quite a bit.
I think you have the best voice.
Taibei might have the best mic.
He's got the bathroom mic.
Now, let's talk about the sexiest voice.
Oh, that has to be Trey.
No, that has to be you.
No.
What, only because I'm the only female?
No, I still think it's Trey.
I win by default. I win by default.
No, I beat Lisa in that department, too.
I'm not taking a whole lot of pride. I'm winning by default because I'm the only female.
Oh, he'd still ask best jokes. Oh,
okay, I think I had one of the worst bloopers. I mispronounced Rogue Dow's name in my interview, and they were one of my first.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all want a joke right now?
Oh, no.
No.
Edit what's going to happen out.
Pre-edit.
Mute his mic. Stop him quick.
Come on, I'll give you all a good Neverwinter Nights joke. All right. Okay, this is one of my favorite ones. All right. This barbarian woman, she's been out in the wilderness, cold wilderness, for a long time. And then she comes up to this bar in this village, and it's like, she's just horny, just extremely horny. And she goes in there looking for a guy to take for the night. And everybody in this bar is all drunk, except for just one dwarf fella that's probably sober enough to perform. So she grabs him and takes him upstairs, and they go into the bedroom, and they undress, and they blow out the candles, and they get in the bed, and she begins to moan and groan in pure pleasure. That's when the dwarf says to her, "Aye, if you think that's good, wait till I slip me other leg inside."
You notice only the men are choking and laughing.
That's our skunk. So anyway,
do we have any females in the audience besides me?
Tonight?
Females in tonight? The house.
Yeah,
Dragonstar, Cat.
Yeah, there's
Cat, that's right. Cat.
Rat's wife is listening.
Oh, there.
Slow dive.
Yay!
Y'all want me to butcher this name, or does somebody else want to
take
it?
Josh. I don't know how to say his name either. You know what I should actually I should have asked?
Anduraga.
Anduraga.
Anduraga. Mm-hmm.
My vote goes to who has the worst laugh. Let's see how the fellow podcast crew feel about each other.
Well, that would be me.
Yeah, Trey.
When I do that.
Yeah,
Trey's got the worst. When I do that, what's the word I'm looking for? That heaving laugh that I have?
Sometimes. The one where you sound like you have bronchitis?
Yeah, that wheezy laugh.
And when he was laughing when he was hacking up lung butter.
Yeah, when you were sick, that was pretty sick.
Yeah, there was one time I was sick, yes.
Well, Dave has kind of that Beavis and Butthead laugh thing that he does. Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
You said.
Okay, that's enough.
Taipei. Location near San Francisco, California. Contestant number 17. Okay, he had several questions.
What is the capital of South Dakota?
I know. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Trey?
Y'all remember Mr. Carter?
No, I remember.
Perry. Okay. Is that right? Perry is capital of South Dakota.
Pierre, but that's all right.
Pierre. What I say?
Perry.
Peeing in the air.
Yeah, no, I said.
No, we're Americans, so we know very little of our own country.
Ooh, I know the answer to this.
Did he ask any
how much would
Chuck
Chuck?
It is like, and then what came first, the chicken or the egg? Why is
actually, though, the woodchuck one is fun because it's how many ducks would woodchuck if a woodchuck could ducks? As many ducks as a woodchuck could if a woodchuck could ducks.
You put that all together and you have a platypus.
And he asks if these have to be NWN related. Well, we would have appreciated it.
Why is the sky blue? Because the grass is green. That's why. And then, why does Superman always let bullets bounce off him, but ducks when the robber throws a gun at him?
Actually, I was thinking one of these. We're watching Star Wars with my kid, right? And all the Force is going around. It's like, why don't you use the Force to just shut off the guy's spaceship?
Exactly. Your son said that?
Oh, I did. It's like, what the heck? They're throwing all this stuff. Just turn it off.
All right. Now we're getting to the last several contestants, the last two. But first, before we get to the very last one, we have Actor of Vail. He's actually from the AME, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Contestant number 18. How do your podcast personalities differ from your real-life personalities? Or do they differ at all?
Mine doesn't. This is me.
Yep, I agree.
I kind of go into Dungeon Master mode, even in real life, as doing impersonations as different characters. And
I am probably actually a little more tame than I am in real life.
Yeah, I don't cuss here.
Yeah, I hardly ever swear.
But I wouldn't cuss around people who don't want me to cuss, so I wouldn't be cussing.
I only cuss around Dave because he's a bad influence. Other than that, I don't swear much at all. I can be creative without using it.
And contrary to belief, I do not run around laughing all day. And I would like
to, well, hey, we'll get to that question here.
I would like to defend myself because these guys purposely tried to make me laugh for their own amusement.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the list of questions from Axe Murderer.
Oh, God.
Contestant number 19 and our last contestant. We only had 19 people send in questions.
How many times do you have to tell skunk things before they start to sink in? From my experience, it takes at least 2 or 3, but I was wondering if there was some podcast record. Well, sometimes he'll sing a whole entire song.
I think 2 or 3 is about it.
It depends on how many sips of rum and cold medicine.
I don't know how long it took for him to get that. I wanted him to record just his voice on his end. okay.
Do you keep the stuff you edit out? And if so, can we hear some of it? Sometimes and no.
Sometimes and hell no.
Actually, maybe, because, you know, we don't get paid for this. And
I have one.
Can be bought.
Can the FCC find us?
We're not over the air. You have to choose to listen. Have you made a show that was so bad you didn't bother using it? Nope, we torture you with them anyway.
I have to confess, there has been some shows that I thought were really bad. As I edited them, I'm going, man, this sucks. But then after I put it all together and then I listened to it the next day at work, I'm going, hey, yeah, that wasn't bad. Yeah.
Actually, folks, not too long ago when there was a non-week show, all got together and spent like 2 hours on Skype and did absolutely nothing and said, heck with it, we're not having a show this week.
Yeah, I forgot we did that.
Well, there was also some extenuating circumstances that left us blank.
Yeah, we were going to have like a full show on Mysteries of Westgate, and then it got postponed again.
The show that we released just a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
kept getting postponed.
Yeah. And so we all logged in ready to do that, and then all of a sudden we had no show because we were told we couldn't run it yet, so...
Remember, all of these questions that we're doing now are from Axe the Murderer.
I think it's just Axe Murderer.
I don't think he's Axe the Murderer, but that's
right. Oh, he's not the murderer? Oh. Sorry, Axe Murderer. On the average, how many shows are in progress or partly finished each week?
One.
Yeah. So we do the full shows each week, or done each week.
Concept.
From week to week. We don't have any... Now, we will have, you know, sometimes we have gotten to where we have 2 or 3 interviews completely done and ready to go, you know, ahead of time. There was one time, when Michelle was like just going gangbusters on interviews, as well as myself and Skunk, all three of us were going gangbusters at one time. We had 6 or 7 in the pipeline, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was sweet. That made things a lot, really easy.
And you were telling us there's too many. Yeah, because
I think there needs to be a happy medium, because if you get, I think once you get up to 7 or 8, they're going to be so old by the time you put
them.
Yeah,
and you tell people, well, your interview won't get aired until...
For 8 weeks? Yeah,
no.
That's... Yeah, so I think the media, I think the happy medium is two or three.
Yeah, so if we ended up working out getting an interview with somebody and we haven't gotten around to contacting you again right away, it's usually because of the stuff already in pipeline.
Yeah, or and occasionally we have some in the pipeline. We have to postpone them a week, sometimes two, because, well, like this one, we have an episode next week. I'm sorry, we have an interview next week with Obsidian Shores. Well, we did them 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we don't forget the folks. We keep a list, like Trey mentioned earlier, that we keep track of all the interviews that we got worked out, and then we post them up in a private section, and then all the hosts, we could contribute questions to it. And then lots of times we contact the community to let them know that we have an upcoming interview with somebody and see if they contribute questions for the interviews.
You know, what would be cool is if we could add some more team members that would possibly be one of their full-time gigs, is just going and getting interviews and keeping them organized, and then we just do them. That would be cool if somebody would like to click on our jobs at NWNP at the top of the pod, at the top of the website, almost said podcast, at the top of the website, and check out all the jobs that we have available that you can come and help us with. Volunteer, by the way.
Let's kidnap some people out of the IRC to work with us.
Yeah, who wants to help? If the podcast were likened to a home, what materials would you be using to build it? Bricks, wood, plastic, aluminum, composites, paper, cardboard, or air?
Well, he's preparing to beat a big bad wolf.
I'm going to say air, lots of hot air.
I'd say those bendable straws.
No, you remember those popsicles that had the little plastic sticks that you could stick together?
Gosh.
They would. That's what I want to build mine of.
I would say latex rubber.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, what a shock.
Open to that one up.
It's amazing the things you can work in.
So I guess axe murder, plastic, but I want specific plastic. I want the little popsicle sticks that you can join together.
Well, I'd say plastic, too, but they'd be bendable straws.
Legos is a good idea.
Weren't they fun? I used to have,
Legos
like, boxes
are too sturdy.
Of them.
I don't think it's anything too sturdy. It needs to be pretty rickety.
My grandma would intentionally buy those kinds of popsicles because I loved building stuff with them when I was little.
This is a harsh one. I don't really believe this one. Axe asks, I understand Dave, a.k.a. Eat to Surf, has a terrible stutter, and he wanted to know how difficult is it to edit that out so effectively.
What,
Dan?
The thing is...
Sure.
You know what my answer was? Dang, we're good.
He doesn't stutter.
Yeah.
I am so not.
And now for one of my favorite questions.
Oh, my God.
I sing it.
Oh, jeez.
K-K-K-Can is coming to kill me.
Is Liso, a.k.a. her, really a man?
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny Ree, I'm going to get you, boy.
You're sick. You are so sick.
Come on, Johnny Ree, I got some milky cookies for you. Come on.
Okay, there. Some people's wives are listening. Settle down.
I am not a man. I don't understand
how my
gender.
Some people's husbands might be listening.
I do not understand how my gender could even possibly be in question. However, ex-murderer, maybe I will send you a nice little diagram of male and female genders so that you can distinguish the two.
He might end up asking a longer list of questions if you did that.
How many times did Trey, a.k.a. Asherkan, fall asleep during the interviews? Sometimes it sounds like he's snoring, but his audio volume is often much softer than everybody else's, so it can be hard to tell what those noises are. Actually, remember the when we were interviewed on Lag War, and you thought you...
Yeah.
That was
pretty cool. That's a funny story.
So
I didn't know this, but, you know, well, Skype has a mute button. Well, that day I had some sinus stuff going on. And I got really choked up, man, and I was like coughing up a storm. And so when I needed to cough, I would mute Skype.
So we didn't hear anything. It sounded fine.
Yeah, but so I didn't think you were hearing me. But when I was editing the show afterwards, even though I mute Skype, it still comes through in the recording. So I'm like, oh my gosh. They heard me doing that. And I think I farted too once.
So you're so ashamed of yourself, aren't you?
And so I'm getting on the forum or somewhere. I don't remember where it was. I actually think I sent an email. Go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I hope y'all didn't hear it. Not realizing that they didn't. Y'all never heard any of it.
Did you know you didn't have to share all of that part of the story? No one
will know. It was good. You did have to share that.
Oh yes, thank you very much.
Watch, you'll edit this part off.
I hope not. But you know what? I'm recording too, so. So the answer to that other question is,
I won't.
So we can share some of it. Yeah. So why is Liso's dialogue always so damn loud? He says,
"Am I really? Am I loud?"
No.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Actually, I think when you start normalizing voices, it sometimes does that.
I think it's Axe trying to give us a complex.
Well, I just started actually using the normalization in the last like 5 or 6 episodes. So before that, I think I tried using it, but I don't think it worked correctly, or I wasn't doing it correctly until now. Some stuff.
Yeah, he's just giving you. He's just razzing. He's just razzing you.
Sing it, Dave.
he's just razzing you. See, that was my stutter. See.
And he asks, has anyone on the team ever actually given anybody else on the team a real edible cookie? If so, what did they eat? And did they live? No.
The cookies are magic.
Dave sent me a Gary Gygax book.
I did make peanut butter fudge cookies last night, though. But unfortunately, everybody lives too far away.
Then he asks, why do you still let Skunk make up interview questions?
Because he can?
Yep. All right, let me run amok.
Because Axe Murderer hasn't volunteered.
Yeah, you know, where's he? Where's his help?
Yeah, your questions are so superior, Axe.
Hey, now. See, he's working. His razzin's working.
All right, yeah, I need to calm down with my bloodlust.
Down, Skunk.
You feel that hair standing up on the back of your neck, Skunk?
No, that's his tail. That was great.
And he asks, have you ever done a show where you were in the same room working with each other in person?
Just feels that way.
I have traces.
We were in the skunk. When we were in the swamp. That was... Mm-hmm.
One time we were all in a cave.
Yeah.
Do you have to tickle Michelle all the time?
God.
Or do you just make her wear a corset or socks made out of feathers? Make her sit in a vibrating chair?
No,
why do you think I'm always smiling?
Yeah.
That was the next question.
On the washing machine.
And he asks, which of the 99 shows was each team member's most favorite and least favorite, and why?
Oh, geez.
How about you, Trey?
My top three were Annie Carlson, which we had on twice, Lance Botel. It's one of my favorites, and the third sign one. And then I added a fourth. I think the AME winter shows were some of my favorite ones. And then also I'm going to also add the ones where you guys did your skits. Like I mentioned earlier, where I spewed all over the place.
You mean you spit Dr. Pepper out of your nose?
How about you, Dave?
Those were fun. I like doing those. All of them are fun. I don't know.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean those were near and dear to me just because they were just a different thing to do, and that was fun. But I like I don't do the interviews much, so I'm very into all the interviews and listening to all the all the interviews.
How about you, Michelle?
I loved every single one of them.
Yeah, I had a feeling she would say that. I knew she would say that because she giggles in every episode.
I am the queen of diplomacy.
Well, you must say her laugh is kind of a trademark of our podcast now. Wouldn't you say?
Only because Trey made such a big deal about it.
Myself, I like all of them. Probably my least favorite one was probably one of our most popular ones because it got showcased on like tons of different general gaming news websites. And that would probably be the Atari episode. It's probably my least favorite one. And mostly because,
Why? Well,
at the time, there was a Neverwinter Nights 1 CC war going on at the vault. And
since this past Christmas.
Yeah, and it was just very, I wish we didn't talk about it. We originally planned on not saying anything. I think I even said I was going to keep my mouth shut on that. But because that episode ended up making such news all over the internet, the gaming industry, I just felt a little embarrassed by that, and still kind of do.
You felt embarrassed by the interview?
No, with the news on the because you know a lot of folks tuned in to hear about our community, and we had that going on. And
I see what you're saying.
They all tuned in right at the peak of the disagreement.
I hope all of that's blown over.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know.
We didn't really talk about it that much on the show because I didn't want to give it too much voice. Which show was the most difficult to put together and which were the easiest? Well, I'm not going to say a certain show, but I'm going to say kinds of shows. Like the roundtable ones where we talk with Persistent Worlds, I think, are the hardest and longest just because there's so much good stuff in there. It's hard to cut them out. And, you know, and if a podcast gets over an hour, some people will not listen to all of it, or they'll listen to it in chunks, and it's, you know, not just the same. So we do try to keep the podcast at about 45 minutes to 50 minutes. Occasionally they run an hour, hour and a half, and then we're probably going to set a record for this one at 2 hours.
We could split it like Lagwar did.
Yeah, we could split it.
That'll give us a week off.
But then it wouldn't be episode 100.
Sure it would. Episode 100.1.
Now, how about you, Dave, since you do a lot of production? And have any difficult ones?
These kind, because the ones that are easy are the ones that are, you know, a team did the show and edited it, and someone did an interview and edited it, and it all got sent to you, and you produce it. But when it's like this, it's like, well, I'm going to produce it, so I might as well edit it, and then... Then, of course, it seems like it would make sense that it wouldn't take that much extra time. And
are you going to do this one?
I'm not going to volunteer. I'll produce if you edit.
Have you guys had any disagreements? Yeah, all the time.
No. I disagree with that.
Like, who's going to let Skunk out and back in?
Yeah. No, we haven't really had any disagreements.
No.
We all have our moods.
I disagree.
She's just doing that
Shell's
now.
She's a pain in the ass. But.
Yes, I am. It's part of my charm.
No, we really, really were pretty tight with each other. I think each of us could chat with each other for hours and hours.
Aside from Skunk, have you ever had any pets in the podcast studio during a show? Yes, we've actually had several dogs. I think Ty Bay had a dog in one of the AME interviews.
Sir Chet.
Well, so did.
And I thought it was Ty Bay and Sir Chet. I was going to say and Sir Chet
during an anacard.
I was thinking they both did.
And Greenpool.
They let out a dog.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of Sir Chet and Greenpool. Yeah, Greenpool had the dog actually attacked him during the interview. Like jumped up on him, and I thought I lost him. It was hilarious.
And he asks, where is the podcast studio?
Everywhere.
It's in a dark cave underneath Neverwinter.
Letterman used to just pick some random place and have it be the studio, the home offices for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And now except it was always some strange place like Fayetteville, Arkansas or some strange
place. You're South Dakota. And now from Pierre, South Dakota.
Next week's podcast will be aired in Taipei's bathroom.
Gross. Make sure I'm not there for that one. Where is the secret entrance to the podcast studio? Axe has got one of Skunk's eyeballs to get him past the bio scanner, but I can't seem to locate the door.
It's the mansion on the hill. Mild-mannered millionaire.
Is that why Skunk wears a patch?
Yeah. Oh, he's trying to get into the Skunk cave.
I thought Skunk's dangerous. In the dens.
Yeah.
The Skunk den. Hey, there you go. Why didn't you call your vidcast
the Skunk,
den?
Den.
Nah. Well, okay.
But we're just a little opinion part of it, you know. From the Skunk den.
Call it the Skunk a Hunk of Burning Love show.
Skunk's, although you'd have to say Skunk's lair. But have you ever left the room during an interview while the guest was answering a question to use the restroom or get something to eat or answer the phone or catch a nap or something? Or have you wished you ever had?
Actually, I have done that.
Oh,
I did it during some roundtables when they were all going good and didn't need me.
Trace says, yes, I did it during your interview.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, through Axe Murderer's interview. Yeah. You want to talk about somebody that talks a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, all's fair in love and war, Axe.
Yeah, when he gave his list at the end, good grief, I thought he was never going to end.
I actually have not done that. But there have been times where I wish I could have.
Honestly, though, despite his humor here, Axe speaks some words of wisdom. What's up, Michelle?
I said there's been times where I wish I could have excused myself, not because of the interviewee, but because of circumstances. Circumstances. Anyway, on to the next question. Dave, suspenders or belt?
Neither.
Does Lisa wear boxers or briefs?
Depends what he was wearing the night before.
Oh, my. Johnny, is he in the IRC? Okay. Johnny, boxers or briefs?
Does Skunk even wear any underwear at all during the interviews?
He
must be psychic.
I assume you are all very appreciative of each other's efforts and contributions to the podcast, as are we. But if you could say, if you could only say thank you to one of the others, who would it be and why? Also, if you could thank all except one, who would you leave out and why?
Does he remind you of a little child pitting mommy and daddy against each other?
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. Yeah. You'd say you thank Jay, because of course he's not here right now.
Yeah, hey, yeah, I want to thank Jay.
And then if we could thank everybody except one, we'd say, well, we'd leave Jay out. Because he's not here.
Jeff. We miss him.
I don't understand the next question.
Is Dave a Cyclops?
He's seen pictures of me. I only have one eye right in the middle of my forehead. And so when I'm a stuttering Cyclops. But I got my eye on you, Axe.
If the team were given military ranks, what would each member be?
Conscientious objector.
That's not a rank.
No, I got AWOL. I got
it. When you have a show to do, what drink is most commonly used to prepare? Coffee or alcohol?
Water.
Yeah, actually, I have a really big jug
caffeine
of water that I have. The glass.
I have a very large glass.
I probably should do that. I always get a soda, which probably makes my throat go gurgly sometimes, and Michelle has to go, Trey, clear your throat.
Plus, I feel out of place. I don't have my really big, I don't know, it's like an old molasses jar, but except it's clear.
And I've learned you have to take the ice out of the cup because it clangs over the
room. I like that.
Yeah, but we can edit that out.
That's it. Sounds cool.
I was drunk when we had Katrina Dragonstar as a co-host.
Yeah, Mike, that's the only time.
And we couldn't tell.
I like the next question. What kind of car do you drive? Especially Asher Khan, since he's always asking the guests that. Actually, you can go on Facebook and see what he's driving.
Yeah, at least his first five.
Well, that last one is the one I'm driving now. I think I've only had five cars. Well, I didn't count. It said you owned.
That's true.
The very first two cars that I drove, I didn't own. My dad did.
Actually, I put on mine just ones that I was responsible for. But
if you look out there, you'll see that. Actually, I didn't put the car I own right now out there. One of the cars. I haven't. I have a Ferrari F540.
In a matchbox. Ford Taurus, by the way.
When I come to Gen Con, I'll pick y'all up in it.
Uh-huh. Can we all fit in a matchbox car?
I have a 93 Dodge Caravan that I drive the kids around in. My wife drives I guess we have a 2001 Honda Civic. And I have a 61 Falcon four-door wagon that's waiting.
My God.
61?
Falcon four-door
still
wagon.
Still drives?
It's a drive. Well, when I put the gas tank in it, it will.
Okay, for some reason, I picture Skunk driving a truck.
No, I don't. Right? Oh. I drive.
I always wanted a Jeep, and I have a, I always get like utility-like minivans.
Tyvee says, oh my God, Dave's a soccer mom. Yes, actually, he is.
Only like every third Monday do we have soccer.
If Skunk was a bird, what species would he be?
A penguin.
Yeah, because it's black and white, so, yeah.
A mockingbird.
Well, what a deep question.
Say a mockingbird. Because you can do all the voices.
What would you be, Skunk?
I don't know. I'd be free as a bird anyways.
No, he would be an emperor penguin.
What song is it you want to hear?
Sing it.
Sing what?
Free bird.
Nah.
Free bird.
I'm not a fan of 70s rock. It's overplayed on the radio.
Oh, man.
You think?
I don't like you anymore.
Dude, classic rock rocks. Is that freedom rock, man?
Is that freedom? Well, turn it up, man.
Turn it up, man.
If you awarded medals to each other, who would get what? Okay, who would get the Medal of Valor?
Not me.
I think that would go to Jay.
I'd say, yeah, give it to Jay.
Because the podcast was his vision. Medal of Honor. Who would get the Medal of Honor?
I think I would get the Medal of
Michelle.
Star. Yes. No, I'd get the star because my head's always up in the sky, in the clouds.
No, I think you would get the Medal of Honor. I'm not sure. What is the Silver Star given for?
I have no idea.
I don't think we need no stinking badges.
It's not the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Distinguished Flying Cross.
That's an Air Force one.
Yeah.
Or the Purple Heart.
I'd say we all get Purple Hearts. If you had to salute Trey every time he asks or tells you to do something for the show, which type of salute would you be most likely to give?
Well, actually, I have a follow-up question to that. How does he know that I ask him to tell everybody what to do?
Hang on. He's USA style over the right eye, palm down, indicating never been defeated. The British style over the right eye, palm forward, indicating whatever it indicates. The Vulcan finger split, indicating what a total geek you are. A stupid Nazi thing, indicating how misguided you are. Or the middle finger salute, indicating ultimate respect.
Well, middle finger salute.
Ultimate respect.
Yeah, middle finger salute. You number one, Trey.
Absolute respect. Okay, if the podcast was the Starship Enterprise, which crew member would you each be? God.
You give her any more, she'll blow, Captain.
That away, Scotty.
I would be the extra that you kind of just see walking around that no one talks to.
You're Uhura.
I'm who?
O'Hara.
See, I don't even know. I don't even know their names. So that's why I just picked a nonchalant, you know, nobody pays attention to ambient person.
She's Grace Lee Whitney.
They die.
But she's the...
Oh, they're saying in the IRC you would be a red shirt.
Red shirt?
I'm going to die. I'm in the red shirt. She's plucky comical relief.
Michelle, on all the episodes... Some actor or actress would show up that you'd never seen on the show before, and they'd always have a red.
Is that the one that dies all the time?
And they're the ones that would die.
Unless you're the plunky comic relief, so.
That is just wrong.
Dave and Trey, you guys didn't say what role you would play on the Enterprise.
I did too. I said that away.
Oh yeah, you'd be captain. Oh well, I think I would be captain because I would probably hold the rest of the team at gunpoint and mutiny the ship.
No, you'd be the one that was the slut.
No, I would take command of the ship by mutiny, and I would steer
us. Actually, I'd probably be Doc.
I would steer us to really where no one's gone to before, right into the nine hells.
No, I'd definitely be someone that would say, "There's no way I can be done. I'll take a 6 weeks, and then turn it in on Friday."
That'd be Doc. You'd be Doc then.
No, I'd
that's
be
the way he
next
was.
Question.
Got it. Not Bones.
What's the worst mistake you ever made when producing a show? One time I forgot. I thought I'd cut some stuff out, and I didn't.
Oh, is that the four-letter word you left in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a different one.
Actually, I think Jay did that. No,
Fabian,
he did that,
no,
that
Trey,
one you're talking
that was
about.
You, Fabian Cerruti, said the F word, and you forgot to take it out.
No, that was, I think, I really think that was Jay that did that one, did the editing for that one.
That's still part of it.
He used to trade off with me on producing
that's
as well.
That's still part of the 100 episodes.
Yep.
It's in there, so that's brought.
My worst mistake was when I did an episode with Jay, and I announced over the show that a patch was being released that was like about like 10 versions ahead, you know, so that was probably my worst mistake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Not
that skunk with an NDA.
Funny.
Well, no, he just got the number wrong.
Yeah.
It was
released, he just said the wrong number.
Like a Neverwinter Nights 1 number for a Neverwinter Nights 2 patch or something like that.
Yeah.
It was like a 1-point-something, and I announced 2-point-something over the show.
Like, then we, like, end up putting a note out there or something.
A disclaimer. Had to put a disclaimer up.
And Michelle gets to answer the next question. Have you ever lost the recording of an interview or other show content and had to re-record it?
He formats her hard drive at 32.
Actually, twice now. The first one was with Raph Baldwin. And I lost it because I had a file corruption or something, or a virus, and I couldn't get any of my files to move. And the second one was the Girl Gamer Roundtable. That really wasn't my fault. It was just some mishap of bad recording. I don't know what happened.
Don't you think someone else hit a record button or something at the same time or something like that?
I actually think somebody accidentally hit the deny button on this.
Oh, the deny.
This is being recorded. If you click cancel, then...
Oh.
Because only some of the voices were showing up and other ones were... It was overlapping and it was a mess.
Does anyone on the team smell worse than skunk?
No.
Actually, I'm quite a hygienic man, and I'm not really too gassy.
That's what I hear Trey has on the show, actually.
Hey.
You mentioned it, dude.
Yeah, Trey.
Does Dave realize that it's not a good idea to eat and then surf?
It's not a problem. That's a wives' tale. That's 20 minutes.
Has anybody ever whistled on the show?
I don't think so.
Just did.
I whistled.
Now we have.
I've whistled.
Have you?
Yep.
If you had to guess.
What episode?
Well, he's doing it right now. If you had to guess, how many podcasts do you think the count will get up to before you stop, heaven forbid, making the show? He says he's hoping for a sideways 8.
Infinity. And beyond.
I don't know. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Too far away ahead.
I would hope, I mean, because, you know, eventually some of us are going to get too old to do this.
But wait, I know.
So,
too
I guess
what?
My, too old. My, I'm speaking for myself as well. I'm hoping that if this will stay a community thing. And, you know, hopefully eventually we can pass this on to new and fresh blood.
Well, Skunk's the youngest, so we'll will it to him.
I mean, that's my future vision for the show.
We just do one podcast at a time and... The good Lord willing, we'll just get to keep doing more.
If the NWN community were to give you guys reasonably cheap gifts in appreciation of your ongoing and excellent contribution to it, what would each of you want?
No DRM on my game.
I can't think of anything I'd want.
I would like some stuff from the Putt Cafe Press store.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be.
I want some of Roannon's barbecue.
Well, maybe he'll invite us down for a barbecue. Or maybe he can come to us with to Gen Con and fix the barbecue while we're there.
I want Trey's Ferrari.
You could give that to him, right, Trey?
Sure. If you're a gang of criminals, what would you specialize in?
Podcast.
What would you specialize in, Michelle?
Huh?
Propaganda.
Propaganda, definitely.
Yeah.
Is being a social butterfly a crime?
Yeah, it possibly is in some countries.
If podcasting was a crime and you were a judge, what sentence would you hand down to your teammates?
Oh, my Lord.
Nothing. Go freedom fight. Yeah.
It isn't a crime. Next.
Yeah. Any plans to change the show's introduction music?
No.
You never know.
For 2010, I want to re-record the intros and extras, yes.
If someone comes up with a really good one.
So we'll need somebody to voice that for us.
After 100 shows, shouldn't the podcast have some kind of slogan?
Excuse me, we do.
Get in game and level up.
Get in game and level up.
Yeah, where's he been? Come on, Axe.
And how many more shows will it take before one of you tells a joke that is actually funny? It gets edited out.
Hey, six. It'll be in the six more shows. 106 is the funny joke. Stay tuned.
I like my answer for the next one. What is the funniest thing ever said on a podcast?
It was cut.
It was cut.
It was.
What temperature do you set the thermostat to when you record interviews?
I need negative 32 myself.
It's pretty cold.
Minus freezing? Is Michelle normally like that? Or do you give her stuff to make her ditzy or something?
Catnip.
I'm ditzy. Is that terrible?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of catnip on this show all the time.
I know that I'm a little scatterbrained, but I don't think that I'm dizzy.
Yes. Have I asked enough questions yet? Well, you put our live audience to sleep.
Yeah, are they not saying anything? Oh, yeah, the only anybody
blogger bot. Nice. Can you nudge
Oh, my
him?
God, we made it to the end.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Okay, we're to the end of the questions. And now, without further ado, we are going to do our Say to Play giveaway. And we have actually been given 6 codes to give away for Say to Play. And if you haven't heard about that, we talked about it in our last couple episodes. I wouldn't say it's a new product. I think it's been out 8 or 9 months. But what it allows you to do is play all kinds of PC games using voice control. Any key that's mapped to a command can be – I'm sorry, any key in the game can be mapped to a voice command. So let's roll them. The people that we have in the list are the ones that have submitted questions as well as everybody that's been on IRC tonight. So we have a total of 31 names that I have put a number to. So, Dave, you're going to roll the die. All right, roll number 1. 28. So our first winner is number 28. And number 28 is Feet.
Congrats, Feet.
So, Feet, you get 1 game code for Save to Play. If y'all want to check that game out, go to saytoplay.com, or the tool. Actually, it's not a game. It's a tool that you use for your games. Oh, and I also want to say that since I've been talking to Sean over at Say to Play, and actually we're going to have him on the show later. He's agreed to come on and do an interview as well in an upcoming episode. He also went ahead and created templates for NWN2, Mask of the Betrayer, and Storm of Sahirs. I think I'm going to ask him and see if he can do one for NWN1, or maybe one of us can do that. Does it always do very high numbers like this?
No.
No.
Don't worry about it.
All right,
who's 30?
Zabranky.
Congrats.
Hey, Zabranky. I'm not even sure if he's actually here.
Well, he was listed in the IRC, so yeah. I put him on the list.
All right, next roll.
Roll number 3. Ready? 14. So roll number 3 is 14, which is 14 is Dark Raven.
Congrats, Dark Raven.
And remember, everybody, you have to actually listen to the show and hear your name called out and then contact us to get this prize because we want you to listen to the show. I am evil. And so if we never hear from you, either by PM, email, or however, then we'll have more drawings later.
Yeah, we don't hear from you by episode 101.
All right, next roll.
10 is the next winner.
Who's number 10?
10 is... Oh, my gosh.
What?
This is cool. Guess who number 10 is?
Who?
The guy who had the negative comment.
Cool.
Percake.
Show that we're good sports.
There you go. Yeah. That's fair. So
Percake won.
We are so cool. But, I can't believe how
that
cool
we'll
are.
Probably end up giving that away to somebody else because he doesn't listen to the show.
There you go. That's kind of remember? Funny. Hopefully. Anyway, I hope he listens.
We'll see.
Give him a break.
Maybe somebody's listening that knows him and they'll let him know and then he'll listen and let us know.
Well, give him a break. He's allowed to not like us.
I know. I wasn't breaking him.
But you're right, he's probably not listening.
Roll number 5. 18. 18 is Actor of Veil.
Yay!
Congrats.
So Actor of Veil, you win a code for Say to Play.
Fellow Halloween Module Man.
All right, next roll.
6th and last roll. 21.
That's somebody from the chat here. Our live audience.
From the live audience. Number 21 is, drum roll please, Geodynamic.
Hey, Geo. Congratulations.
Congrats, Geo.
We have one last giveaway, and this goes to the person who submitted the most questions.
So
Ex-murderer. He gets our 7th code.
Yeah.
I can think of a few things I'd like to give him other than a code.
So yeah. Far from Japan. Why? It's a long way from Cairo. Dang.
Or take from him.
Okay, so I hope everybody enjoyed the show.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us for so long. That was so awesome.
Until next time.
Get in game.
And level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2009.
Hi, world.
You start signing a paycheck, I'll kiss your butt more.
Welcome to behind the scenes of episode 100.
Exactly.
Won't those be in Friday's show?
I'm not a freak.
Yes, you are.
Edit that out.
Yeah, because editing will help.
Well, now you're going to have to edit the part out where you said I sound like an idiot. I mean, you got to edit that out. Of course, now you're going to leave the part in where I just said I sound like an idiot.
Turn.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Get up.
Hey, somebody pull this plug.
Please.
Can you imagine?
Oh my god, we made it to the end.
Brinda por la libertad, baby, vente de fiesta, el infierno es este bar.
manos consigues ver. Ten seguro que amanecerá y mientras tanto te invito a mi bar. En mi taberna los muertos cuando amanece se van a infringir duros castigos y oscuros tormentos a los que ni quieren ni dejan vivir. Alza tu cerveza, brinda por
esta noche es para ti.